Kia ora, I'm Pastor Cliff Thompson, and this is your Daily Dose. Reasons we don't grow bad seed. It's not uncommon that we try and force bad things to grow. Things that God hasn't designed or desires for us. Bad seed can come in the form of anything that creates corruption, grows discontent, makes people fight, quarrel, and become bitter to one another. Bad seed is also selfish. When we hold on to bad seed, we leave no room for good. We need to learn to look at what we are holding on to and ask, what sort of seed is this? Does it look like it will grow to something special and amazing in me? Will it grow me well and healthy? What is that in your hand today? Bible reading, Matthew 13, 39 to 42. And the enemy who planted the bad seed is the devil. The harvest time is the end of the world, and the workers who gather are God's angels. Just as the weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the world. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all who cause sin and all who do evil. The angels will throw them into the blazing furnace where the people will cry and grind their teeth with pain. Reflection. The scripture above is a harrowing depiction of who is the sower of bad seed and what happens to it. You can't move forward and grow with bad seed. God's desire is that you know his love, peace, and growth. So be encouraged, friend. Pick up that good seed today and start making the most of it. Declaration. I will only hold on to and plant good seed today. And that is your daily dose.